The hammer, the file and the furnace came to me this morning. I remembered that when I was a young Christian, I persistently got this picture of a blacksmith with a red, white-hot horseshoe in some tongs, and he would stick it on the anvil and bash away at it to shape it, and then he'd plunge it back in the fire, and then he'd bring it out again and bash away at it, and finally when he was finished with it, he plunged it into a bucket. I didn't realise at the time that that actually was my Christian walk. And you know, we spend an awful lot of time, we're built to avoid pain. We'll go to great lengths not to experience it in any way, shape, manner or form. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when God is trying to deal with something in our lives. And we need to undergo the hammer, the file and the furnace. It's much better if at that stage we can stand still and allow him to do that work in us. Because if we don't, we won't get away with it. We won't go on. We must submit to the hammer, the file and the furnace. So we must get used to saying thank you in every circumstance, seeing the hand of God in it. The fine hand of God as he works these things in and through and weaves them around in our lives. The difficulties, the hardships, the lack, the strain, the pressure. Something is formed under pressure. It's either granite or a diamond. And you get to choose which it's going to be in your life. Granite or a diamond. God bless you as you think about that today.